This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am really delighted to have back on the show Mark Pagano, better known as Marco Polo. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We have an album feature today with Marco Polo, a new album coming out called Aquaphonic. But before we get into that, to learn more about Marco Polo, go back to season 2, episode 50 and 77. And also season 3, episode 46, to catch several tracks from the album Mammal Music. So, Marco, what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Yeah, so I've gotten to be into the music making process again, and been working with Dean Jones, a great producer in upstate New York. We did the last album, Mammal Music, entirely remotely due to pandemic and stuff, but this one we got to we did about half of it actually remote and half of it in person, so it was great to get to go out there and work with him. And yeah, just been making music and getting to back to performing. Just had a really great summer of library gigs, and so it's great to be back sharing music and making music and all that with the kids.
So have you been just in and around the St. Louis area, or have you been traveling about?
I've been mostly in the regional area, mostly in Missouri, Kansas City, Columbia, St. Louis, Joplin. So got to travel around a little bit this summer, which was, yeah, a lot of fun. Got to catch up with some old friends and revisit some places and go some new places too. So
very cool. Well, your last album was Mammal Music and this one is Aquaphonic, so we go from the land to the sea.
Yeah,
so tell us a little bit about the album as a whole. You know, what inspired you to do this one? Any fun stories you have just generally in making it, and then we'll get into some tracks from the album, get the stories behind those.
Yeah, so the first song that came out of it kind of really got the ball rolling, but I had done the Mammal Music thing and I'd just gotten done with my first string of shows around that program, and I picked up this National Geographic magazine. It had this article called Walrus Sings, which is one of the tracks that we'll check out later, but that was the first one that kind of inspired this whole process. So I did that one, and then, you know, I sent it to Dean Jones and he sent me stuff back and he was kind of like, well, what's next? Coral, kind of jokingly. And then I was like, yeah, let's do a song about coral. And then I was also listening to Claudia Robin Gunn's
album.
She had just done a kind of a water themed album, and you know, I took a beach vacation with my family and stuff, and I was like, this is kind of a fun direction. So I just kind of kept on with that, and just the style of music that it kind of conjured in my mind was fun to kind of work with. And so that's what inspired the theme for the album.
Yeah, no, nice call out to Claudia's album. That was a really, really good one.
Yeah.
We had her on last season and shared that album with us. So very cool. So we're going to share 5 tracks from this album. So the first one we can talk about is We Are Water. So tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah. So this was one of the last songs that really came together for the record. And you know, it's a little bit of a different direction for, for my music, it has some kind of, like a little bit of a rap verse in it. But it was fun. It's one of the things I love about the Kindy genre is that, you can go in a lot of different directions. And for me, it was just fun to kind of get out of my comfort zone a little bit. But and yeah, it just I had that chorus in my mind that we are water. And I didn't know exactly how the song was going to take form, but that verse kind of came to me late after we had recorded everything. And then I kind of was like, okay, this is it. And yeah, so it was a fun one to put together. I kind of started, I work in Logic at my home studio, and there was a drum track that I was just playing with and kind of just captured my interest. So we did end up recording a live drummer on that track. Hector, he's on a few different songs on here, but he was awesome to work with, and he really put down a great groove. And Dean did a lot of other instrumentation on it, and he also had a great backup vocalist, Katie Mullins. Katie Ha 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 sings backup on it, and it was,
That is a great name.
that is a good one. And yeah, everyone just brought a lot of color to the track. I had some of my kids sang on it too, and yeah, like I said, it's a little bit of a different style for me, so it was fun to explore that and challenge myself in that way. And
Very
it's
good.
got an educational message to it, so that was, a fun direction to go with it.
Awesome. Well, that was a great setup. And now we're going to listen to it. Here it is, We Are Water by Marco Polo.
In the air all around, this chemical compounds precipitate down to the lakes, to the rivers, to the seven seas, feeding the root systems of all the trees. Water is a gift from which all life springs, all of our existence and everything. But it's not just all around us, it also is within. About 70% of the cells inside your skin are made up of water.
We are water. Water. We are water. Water, we are.
It can really make you think. When did you last take a drink? If you're not feeling great, you may need to hydrate.
We are water.
And that was We Are Water. All right, the next song we're going to talk about, it's called Axolotl. So tell us a little bit about that, and what is an axolotl?
So an axolotl is a salamander. that is native to Mexico. It's become very popular on the internet in recent years. I was introduced on Minecraft a couple years, or maybe about a year ago, and my son had pet axolotls in his third grade classroom. I have a song called Hellbender with my band Fire Dog that we did some years back, which is about a salamander. And so people have been telling me about this axolotl salamander and how cute it is. They're these little pink salamanders, and they're neotenous, which means they never reach full maturity. So they have these like really juvenile like features. Like they look like little babies. They're very attractive and cute to us. And they're different colors, but the most popular representation you'll find is the pink axolotl. So people have been asking me, you know, saying you should write a song about axolotls. Well, I also work in the public schools doing songwriting residencies, and sometimes we'll do kind of research projects around an animal or a topic. And these kids had picked the axolotl. So I thought this is a great chance to, you know, dive in and do the axolotl song. And I just thought it turned out so good that I wanted to, you know, do a proper recording of it. And yeah, I thought it turned out really great, really fun, upbeat, and informative.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to check it out now. Here it is, Axolotl by Marco Polo.
Feathery gills on the sides of their head. If they stay out of the water too long, they'll be dead. You find them in a lake in Mexico. They're pink with the bioluminescent glow. Insects and snails, they can regenerate body parts and not just the tail. They live to be more than 15 years still. They look like little babies with their pink little ears. Axolotl. Salamanders are like Peter Pan, forever young. They've got feathery gills on the sides of their head. If they stay out of the water too long, they'll be dead. You can find them in a lake called Xochimilco. They're pink with the bioluminescent glow. Yeah, they're pink with the bioluminescent glow. You can find them in a lake called Xochimilco. They've got feathery gills on the sides of their head. If they stay out of the water too long, they'll be dead. Axolotl.
And that was Axolotl. All right, Serenia is the next song. Tell us about this one.
So Serenia is about, well, Serenia is an order of mammals that the manatee belongs to. And I've always been really enamored by the manatee. And this story about manatee, that when they discovered the manatee, they thought it was a mermaid. And they saw this glittering kind of creature in the ocean, in the shallows of the sea, and they thought it was a mermaid because there's these stories of the mermaids, the sirens, which is where the name Serenia comes from. But yeah, as far as the song goes, I had this kind of rough idea about it, and I didn't really know where to go with it. And Dean and I had kind of bounced ideas back and forth before I came into the studio. And at the end, I had kind of, before the trip, I was kind of like, well, you know, we might not get to that one, or it might not come together. And we decided we weren't going to focus on it. But for some reason, I woke up that morning that I was going into the studio. We only had one day, but it's like something about that song is like, I feel like we should try something with it. So when I got to the studio and I was like, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe we should try that song out. And he was like, I woke up thinking the same thing. And so it was like a really cool kind of intuitive connection we had on that track. And the drummer on it who played on the other track, Hector, he's a great ska drummer. And so he was really feeling it. But, you know, it was a neat song to work on because it wasn't really formed. I wrote most of the lyrics in the studio kind of as we were putting it together. So that was just, it was a lot of fun to kind of have this different process, the creative process in creating that song. It just kind of happened in the moment. And I thought it turned out really nice. There were some, you know, little tweaks here and there at the end of it where we were like, okay, we need to move things around, but it was really cool. And it's just got a really nice feel to it. So I thought it turned out great. Serenity.
Oh, yeah. The end result was awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. Here it is. Serenia by Marco Polo.
Just a story, and the future's a mystery.
that was Serenia. The Walrus Sings is the next song. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is the one I picked up the National Geographic, and there was this beautiful article by a photojournalist. Her name is Acacia Johnson, who is an Alaskan native, and she does a lot of work in conservation around the sea ice. And she had this beautiful piece about observing these walruses singing out in Round Island up in Alaska. And the words were like super lyrical to me. And I just kind of was inspired to sit down with my guitar and kind of started singing these words and putting them together with a melody. And I really liked it. So I reached out to her. I found her website and I reached out to Acacia Johnson and I sent her my little demo. And I was like, I'm thinking about doing this with your words. Are you okay with that? You know, it was like kind of a co-write. And she said she was very charmed and she really liked the song. And she was like, yeah, go for it. So it was a really neat little collaboration that came out of this, just this beautiful written piece in the National Geographic.
Awesome. Well, shout out to her and yeah. Let's play it. Here it is. Walrus Sings by Marco Polo.
The first rays of the sun are breaking over tundra cliffs and on the open sea. Walruses are approaching. The shore below their breath rises in golden puffs. They're chiming a haunting metallic song.
That was Walrus Sings. All right, our final song is called Follow the Water. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so I had mentioned Claudia Robin Gunn earlier, but I had been listening to her record. And, you know, I also just witnessing all these kindies kind of collaborating with other artists. And I thought I'd reach out to her to see if she wanted to collaborate on this song that I had started. It was kind of this idea that, you know, we are water and we're connected by water. The waters of the world are like kind of what hold everything together and connect us to each other. And she was really into the idea. I had written a verse. I wrote the first verse and kind of had an idea of the chorus, although it wasn't completely fleshed out. And then I just reached out to her and thought, if you want to, do you want to try a second verse? And I thought what she came up with was really great and beautiful. And yeah, I thought it just was another neat little collaboration, and, you know, a cool way to, you know, work cross continentally across the oceans with amazing artists on the other side of the world. So
I love this day and age we're in where you can do that. Yep. All right. Well, here it is. Follow the Water by Marco Polo and Claudia Robin Gunn.
From the Mississippi River Valley to the Tasman Sea, the waters of the world nourish each and every seed. Every life that spawns is dependent on this covalent bond.
Hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen. Follow the water. Southern Ocean to the North Atlantic drift, from the muddy Honey Trench to the shallows of Key West, only current rule the world. Follow the water.
Hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen.
Follow the water.
That was Follow the Water. All right, that wraps up our album feature and the five tracks that we're featuring here today. So, Marco Polo, let everybody know where everyone can stream, download, purchase that album, and how can they find and connect with you?
Yeah, so starting Sunday, August 13th, it will be available on all streaming sites, and you can also purchase it directly from me at my Bandcamp page. You can connect with me at marcopolomusic.com, Marco with a K, and follow me on Instagram, Marco Polo Music, or Facebook, Marco Polo Music, and YouTube and all that. So Marco Polo Music with a K.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with the new album. It's been great having you back on and catching up, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great rest of your summer.
All right, you too.